This is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, at beautiful Hamilton College, and it is gorgeous. I wish you could be here. It's just lovely tonight. And WHCL.org, and let's continue with another hour of Radiola.
Who made me the genius I am today, the mathematician that others all quote? Who's the professor that made me that way? The greatest that ever got chalk on his coat. One man deserves the credit, one man deserves the blame, and Nikolai Ivanovich Lobachevsky is his name. Hi, Nikolai Ivanovich Lobachevsky. I am never forget the day I first meet the great Lobachevsky. In one word, he told me the secret of success in mathematics. Plagiarize. Plagiarize. Let no one else's work evade your eyes. Remember why the good Lord made your eyes, so don't shade your eyes, but plagiarize, plagiarize, plagiarize. Only be sure always to call it, please, research. And ever since I meet this man, my life is not the same. And Nikolai Ivanovich Lobachevsky is his name. Hi, Nikolai Ivanovich Lobachevsky. I am never forget the day I'm given first original paper to write. It was on analytic and algebraic topology of local Euclidean metrization of infinitely differentiable Riemannian manifold. Boje moi. This I know from nothing. What I'm going to do. I think of great Lobachevsky and I get idea. I have a friend in Minsk who has a friend in Pinsk, whose friend in Omsk has friend in Tomsk, whose friend in Akmolinsk. His friend in Alexandrovsk has friend in Petropavlovsk, whose friend somehow is solving now the problem in Dnipropetrovsk. And when his work is done, ha-ha, begins the fun. From Dnipropetrovsk to Petropavlovsk, by way of Ilyinsk and Novorossiysk, to Alexandrovsk, to Akmolinsk, to Tomsk, to Omsk, to Pinsk, to Minsk, to me the news will run. Yes, to me the news will run. And then I write by morning, night, and afternoon, and pretty soon my name in Dnipropetrovsk is cursed. When he finds out, I publish first. And who made me a big success and brought me wealth and fame? Nikolai Ivanovich Lobachevsky is his name. Hi, Nikolai Ivanovich Lobachevsky. I am never forget the day my first book is published. Every chapter I stole from somewhere else. Index I copy from old Vladivostok's telephone directory. This book was sensational. Pravda. Well, Pravda says Gilbil Kalorika dat Prinyom Lakajila, it stinks. But Izvestia. Izvestia said Yai Dukuda Sam Tsar Idiot Pieshkom. It stinks. Metro Goldwyn Moskva buys the movie rights for 6 million rubles, changing title to The Eternal Triangle, with Ingrid Bergman playing part of Hypotenuse. And who deserves the credit? And who deserves the blame? Nikolai Ivanovich Lobachevsky is his name. Hey!
Tom Lehrer, 1953. Well, that's pretty ethical right there. That's the crux of it. Yes, indeed. A little bit of plagiarism. It happens. It does happen. And before that, we heard David Jardina, I Want When I Want When I Want It, a tune recorded, I don't know who recorded it originally, it was probably even way back in the mists of acoustical recording, but that was written by Victor Herbert and Henry Blossom. I'm sure Henry did the lyrics on that one, and he wanted it too, and he got it eventually. And I'm Andy Senior, and Lord knows what I want, but I'll figure it out later. And this is Radiola on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And here is Sam Brown, plaintive song in 1932. Was that the human thing to do?
I heard you say, forgiveness is divine. But all the sweet things that you may say can't mend this heart of mine. right mind could ever treat another human so unkind. Didn't you sneak away and leave a note behind? Was that the human thing to do? I always thought that yours was such a heart of gold, but after I was sold on all the tales you told, didn't you let your kisses turn from hot to cold? Was that the human thing to do? Now I'm not trying to patch things up, 'cause what's been done must be. Lord, I wouldn't even treat a pup the way you treated me. How could anybody be so darn unfair? You let me hang around until I learned to care. Didn't you even laugh and leave me crying there? Was that the human thing to do?
Thank you.
Well, I had to play that twice because I wanted to, you know, stress that. I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. And that was the West End Jazz Band. Yes. What a nice sound. And they don't sing through their noses either. I have to give them that. What a great sound, great arrangements for a small group, but they sound like a wonderful, they sound bigger than they are. More numerous, I should say. And wonderful, wonderful people, too. Check out their link on my Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com. Or if you don't want to remember all that because I'm saying it too fast, type Radiola into Google, and my Radiola blog comes up very near the top, if not actually there. And, before that, Elmer Grasso and his orchestra as the champion dance kings. I may be wrong. And he was definitely going through that nasal thing, but that's okay. That's what they did then. I'm not going to judge, and I do it myself sometimes. I have a lot. I certainly have quite. I can sing through my nose or a lot of other things too, but we won't go there. Sam Brown began with "Was that the human thing to do?" And that was from 1932. And I may be wrong, but I think I'm wonderful, but I'll get a correction on that later and get it back to you. This is Radiola, WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And here's Blind Willie Johnson. And believe me, this will bring me down this is what I should be singing. Not I may be wrong, but I think I'm wonderful, but nobody's fault but mine, because usually it is my fault. I'll have to admit that. But
and nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. But I don't need my soul to lie. I have a Bible in my home. I have a Bible in my home. I don't need my soul to lie. Father, he taught me how to read. Father, he taught me how to read. I don't need my soul to lie. Nobody's fault but mine. of mine. My world is my Bible. I have a Bible of my own. My world is my Bible. Oh, mother, she taught me how to read. Father, she taught me how to read. But I read my soul below. Nobody's fault but mine. No, no. Nobody's fault but mine. But I read my soul below. And so that she taught me how to read. So that she taught me how to read. I don't read my Bible. Nobody's fault but mine.
Johnny eat my food. After Johnny wear my clothes. After Johnny drink my rum. Johnny turn wrong and he take my wife. Ah, look a misery. Wherever I meet Johnny, people will be sorry to see the grave for Johnny and the gallows for me. My wife was so very nice, so I used to treat her right. Johnny come with his sweet mouth and chat on my wife till he knock her out. Ah, look a misery. Wherever I meet Johnny, people will be sorry to see the grave for Johnny and the gallows for me. Gun. My wife see me coming and she starts to run. But let me tell you where I lose my head. Mr. Johnny was hiding underneath the bed. Ah, look a misery. Wherever I meet Johnny, people will be sorry to see the grave for Johnny and the gallows for me. Mr. Johnny must be very nice, for my wife called Johnny in her sleep last night. But from today I intend to go on a hunt for Mr. Johnny, that gigolo. Ah, look a misery. Wherever I meet Johnny, people will be sorry to see the grave for Johnny and the gallows for me. Should never do a thing like that, to bite Papa Houdini in the back. But the judge and the jurors bung to see my face, for this thing going to end in a murder case. Ah, look a misery. Wherever I meet Johnny, people will be sorry to see the grave for Johnny and the gallows for me.
Yeah, that was Wilmoth Houdini in 1928. Johnny, take my wife, and didn't add please. I guess that was the Honey Youngman version later on. Before that, Ida Mae Mack. Boy, is that primitive blues. Boy, yeah, you can just see him recording that in a barn somewhere almost. Wrongdoing Daddy, 1928. Beginning with Blind Willie Johnson. Speaking of This is my primitive set, I guess you could say. Nobody's fault but mine. And I always feel, you know, everybody's yelling. I always think they're yelling at me. I have to get over that. It's amazing, but it's because they usually are. That's why. And I'm Andy Senior, so you can call me by name if you're yelling at me. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and you're listening to Radiola. And thank you for listening and streaming tonight. I really do appreciate it. And a couple of notes here. Again, I want you to listen to Mark Fuller's program tomorrow night at 8 p.m. He does retro radio, rock and roll, and it's music of the 50s and 60s. It's music you basically, if you're my age or a little beyond that, perhaps you'll remember that stuff. And then a lot of people like this stuff, like that too. It's okay. It's okay to have a wide range of tastes. And it's a wonderful show because it sounds just like radio used to sound when I was a lad. And I wouldn't even polish up the handle of the big front door because, nobody cared. So that's why I didn't get to the top of the tree. But I used to listen to shows like this on the radio. They'd be on. And Mark has really got it. He's really got that sound. So please listen tomorrow night, 8 p.m. on Saturdays, WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and you'll really like it. Yes, indeed. Also, Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks will be appearing at Sophia's Restaurant on the 22nd at the Hotel Edison. And that's bet you can find that. That's at 221 West 46th Street between Broadway and 8th Avenue in New York. It costs $15 to get in, but New York, you know, it costs to walk down the street, so $15 is cheap. It's very cheap if you're going to hear Vince Giordano. Let me tell you that. You'll never spend $15 better in your life. So Monday night, Vince Giordano will be at Sophia's Restaurant, Hotel Edison, downstairs where all the clubs are and all that. Club Catch, it says. I don't think that's the name of the club. That's Sophia's Restaurant. So listen to it. The Club Cash. Wish I should open a club called the Club Cash, and people would try to figure out what that meant. And this is, you've heard what it is already, so I won't repeat it. But here's Jimmy Noone's Apex Club Orchestra with a little navel-gazing, perhaps. Elmo Tanner here on the vocal, 1930. Should I reveal? Should I? Huh? Well, maybe I will. Maybe I won't. But let's debate that.
lips talk like you. The pretty little things just the way you do. So I fell in love with her because she reminds me of you. She pouts like you, she doubts like you, always keeps on telling me that I'm untrue. So I fell in love with her because she reminds me of you. Time and time I called her by your name, and our love I never have denied. But said if I left her half as much as I loved you, she'd be satisfied. She sighs like you, she cries like you, may she never tell those little lies like you. For I fell in love with her because she reminds me of you.
That's just what any woman wants to hear. She reminds me of you. Well, that's really no, that isn't unethical. It's just sort of gross in a way. But there are guys, you know, who do that. And I don't know any personally, but they sort of look for the same type. I think Charlie Chaplin did that. He was pretty much the guy who wanted the same type every time. Most of them were underage, so. But he made it right. Don't worry, there was nothing bad there. But indeed, that's if you were to sit and reflect on this for about 5 minutes, you would find yourself needing to take a shower. But that was a great recording, Paul Hamilton's orchestra, and you had Bunny Berrigan in there soaring with his gorgeous trumpet. She reminds me of you, 1934. Before that, the Harmony Kings Orchestra. Anything for Love, 1938, meeting with Jimmy Noone's Apex Club Orchestra, with Elmo Tanner, who wasn't whistling, he was singing. And he could sing, too, not just whistle. He wasn't like Harpo Marx or anything. He could sing. Should I reveal? Should I? That's the question mark. 1930. And there's no question about it. You're listening to Radiola, because no other show in the Mohawk Valley sounds like this. I think there's a law stating just that. That has to be the case. I kind of got grandfathered in here. And how else would I get in? And this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And thanks for listening tonight. Yes, it's a fun show, and we're discussing ethical matters, some more or less. I guess there was some ethical considerations in that last song. I would consider it a matter of ethics. But indeed, that's something you can split hairs all night and find out what you're looking for. Here's Ethel Merman. So now we're really going to get into it, so dig in. Here's Ethel Merman in 1932. Satan's Little Lamb.
Little lamb. the man what am.
Oh, Sam.
The man what am.
Oh,
chiseling Sam, the man what am. You chiseled my gal and went to Alabama.
Oh, Sam.
You dirty hound.
Dirty hound.
Oh, you're just like a snake.
Just like a snake.
In the grass.
In the grass.
Like a snake.
Like a snake.
In the grass.
In the grass.
You're like a black snake in the grass. You're always laying around in my path. Oh, Sam.
Oh, Sam.
The dirty hound.
The dirty hound.
chateau. Folks who still can ride in jitneys find out Vanderbilts and Whitneys like baby clothes. Then anything goes.
Ramona Davies, Ramona with the Paul Whiteman Band in 1933. Oh my God. I don't want to imagine her undressed because then I'll get in a fight at home, but God, that's a nice recording of that. Yes. And a listener once called me an evil existentialist, and that's about as existential as I get. I really don't get much more existential than that. But my moral compass, as I said, is in need of some attention. I'm going to take it to the watch place in the mall, and maybe they can put a new battery in it or something and try to straighten it out. But, pounding it on the table just doesn't seem to straighten it out. So a little bit amoral there, and that's okay. Not hurting anyone. Before that, Clarence Williams and his orchestra, Chiselin' Sam, and I love that beat. That beat is great. 1934, a little washboard in there, beginning with Ethel Merman, Satan's Lil Lamb, and that's L'IL, and just as it is on the box, so that's how I'm trying to render it for you. 1932, this is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior. We got another few things to play for you here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Every Friday night I'm on at 8 o'clock for 2 hours with this stuff. You don't hear it anywhere else in the Mohawk Valley, just here, unless you got a computer and you can stream stuff. But if you want it on your FM radio, I'm the guy. Come here. That's what I got for you. And anything else I've got is my private affair, and that's where it's going to stay. That's what Don Davis is singing about in 1933.
Now I'm getting so sick and tired, 'cause I've never been admired by the type of man I desire. I want a loving brute, one that understands his fruit. Listen, here's the type I require. Oh, give me a man with a brawny chest, without a collar or a silken vest, and that's the man I make my private affair. Oh, give me a man with a carefree laugh, for who the women take the downward path, and that's the man I'll make my private affair. Now he doesn't need to have money, but Lord, no, I'll look after that. He's just got to call me his little honey. Boy, I'll pay the rent of that flat. So give me a man like a buccaneer, who'll handle a woman like an auctioneer. And that's the man I'll make my private affair. Oh, give me a man with a hefty fist, who'll ask for more, just like Oliver Twist. And that's the man I'll make my private affair. Give me a man with a practiced touch, who doesn't think that I know too much. And that's the man I'll make my private affair. He doesn't have to be clever. No, I'll see to that. Boy, but when he starts, he can't stop never, or he'll be right on the mat. So give me a man, oh, what a find, and let him see what's on my mind. And that's the man who makes my private affair. Give me a man who knows what's what, who doesn't leave off when the party's getting hot. Well, that's the man I'll make my private affair. Give me a man with an open mind, who doesn't have to look for what he's going to find. That's the man I'll make my private affair. I don't want a guy with time to waste. I'll keep him busy. But he'll need to be real hard-cased, or he'll find he'll get dizzy. So give me a man from the great outdoors, one that knows how to use his pores. And that's the man I'll make my private affair.
take a notion to jump into the ocean. Take nobody's business if I do, 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 do. Rather than persecute me, choose that you would shoot me, cause tain't nobody's business if I do. You can talk, you can rave, they can say awful things about me. I don't care what you say, go on your way if you doubt me. Cause if I go to church on Sunday and pad down on Monday, tain't nobody's business if I do. I mean it, I solid mean it.
My philosophy. No, no, my philosophy. That's exactly my philosophy. That's exactly my philosophy. Fats singing it beautifully in 1940. Tain't nobody's business if I do. And Fats was never better. Never better and more impassioned. I think he believed that too. And he lived his life that way. And if I lived my life that way, I would have been dead already at his age. And that was some time ago, by the way. So I'm hanging on with my fingernails. Trying to sin cautiously and atone plentifully. Before that, Don Davis, My Private Affair, 1933. And, yes, I'm Andy Sr., and you've been listening to Radiola, which I hope is not a private affair. I've got some listeners, and I want to thank you all for streaming and for listening on your regular FM sets tonight. I do appreciate that. This Radiola will be on next week, again, at 8 p.m. And also, if you wish, tomorrow night, Mark Fuller's on. 8 p.m. with Retro Radio Rock and Roll, and that's a wonderful show. Very well produced. Not just a... This thing is extemporaneous. His show is beautiful, just beautifully done. So if you remember old-time radio, if you're old enough to remember radio in the 50s and 60s or wish to know what it sounded like, tune in to Mark's show and you will hear exactly what it did. That's on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Well, I'm on Friday nights, and my Friday night is almost over. And my moral compass is, you know, just starting to, you know, tick a little bit. So I wish to apologize for my running roughshod over everyone's sensibilities. And so I offer this, Apologies, by Mez Mezro and his orchestra from 1934. And I assume in the studio, Doing Time will be in. Well, I've done my time, so tie a yellow ribbon around that old oak tree and I'll pour something for me when I get home. I'll see you soon.